New changes have gone into effect as of June 21st that can directly affect your pre-approval and or eligibility. The good news is that if you have student loans, it just got easier to get pre-approved for a home. And if you've ever been previously denied because of these student loans, you must watch until the end, because in this video, I'm going to teach you the new requirements to qualify for a home with your student loans. Hey, what's up? Welcome to my channel. My name is Jacob. I'm a loan officer here based out of Orlando, Florida, helping you reach your goal of becoming a homeowner. And in this channel, we educate first-time home buyers, current homeowners, and talk about current market trends. So if you are new here, consider subscribing. If you have recently tried to get a home loan with an outstanding student loan balance, you may have noticed the strict requirements on how lenders and banks calculate projected monthly payments with FHA financing. As you may or may not know, student loan debt is not cancelable. And because most debt is owed to the federal government, it has to be paid back. Just to give you some ideas about the amount of debt required, in the United States, the average federal student loan debt today sits around $37,500, which is actually higher than the average car loan of $35,000 for driving a new car off the parking lot. Payments directly affect your debt-to-income ratio, which is used to calculate how much you can get approved for. But let's get back to why you came here in the first place. The previous guidelines from the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, required all lenders and banks to use the 1% of the total loan balance, regardless of the payment status. And the only other way that you can avoid the 1% rule is if you had a fully amortized loan over a certain amount of years. What is a fully amortized loan? It's pretty much an agreement where you pretty much agree to having a fixed payment over a certain amount of years. Having your student loans fully amortized give you certainty that you'll be able to pay off the loan in monthly increments over time and fully pay off the loan by the end of the term. This is different from income-driven payments. An income-driven payment is an agreed based upon your current income calculated by your student loan provider. Before this, FHA did not accept this type of payment structure as it didn't give certainty or sustainability of future student loan payoff. But I came to tell you that there is good news, guys. With the updated requirements, lenders are now allowed to accept a 0.5% of the total loan balance. Guys, this is a huge win for some of the borrowers because it cuts the projected monthly payment in half. And don't worry, I'll get into detail on that in a few. Because you also need to know that you don't need the alternative of agreeing to a fully amortized loan. So not only did the calculation lower, but you also don't need to agree to make installment payments. I mean, come on. Like, to be honest, this has been an issue for previous borrowers because they would much rather take the hypothetical 1% payment instead of agreeing to fixed monthly payments. And with that being said, income-driven payments are now allowed as long as they're reported on the credit report, or if you have documentation with your student loan provider that the income-driven payment has been agreed upon, you can use that. So you might be wondering, great, how does this affect me? Let's get right into it with an example of an applicant with $50,000 in student loan debt wanting to get pre-approved for FHA financing, which tends to be the most lenient financing for first-time home buyers. Before we get into this example, I want you to comment below. When did you buy your home? And if you haven't yet, what is stopping you from taking the next step? All right, so let's get right into this example. So as we can see here, we have the old rule versus the new rule, and also the buying power that was saved. So before, the old rule used to say that no matter what the credit report shows, no matter if you have an income-driven payment, or even if your student loans are currently in deferment, we had to take into consideration a 1% of the total balance. In this case, if the total loan balance was $50,000, a 1% of that, regarding what the credit report would show, we would have to include $500 a month as a monthly payment. If you had an income-driven payment, that didn't matter. We would have to take into consideration the 1%, as well as deferments. Now, the only way that you can get around not having to do the 1% is if you were to agree to a fully amortized loan, which pretty much means, let's say, $50,000 divided by 20 years of payment at a 5% interest rate, that would be a monthly payment of $329. And that's just the difference between the old rule in regard to the 1% versus the fully amortized loan. Now, the reason why people would not want to take the fully amortized loan is because now you're more on the hook on obligated to pay a fixed monthly payment. Now, if you take a look at the new rule says that we can go by what the credit report shows. So even if you have a $50,000 balance, we don't necessarily have to take into consideration the 1% anymore. As long as the credit report shows whatever it shows, in this case, it's $200, we'll go ahead and accept that as a monthly of recurring debt. For income-driven payment, we'll go with what the income-driven payment is reported on the credit report, or even if you have documentation from your student loan provider, we may be able to take that into account. If you are currently in deferment and forbearance, you're making a $0 payment, then we would have to use a 0.5% of $50,000. So $50,000 times 0.5% is $250 a month that we'll use as a monthly recurring debt. And this goes into your debt to income ratio. And the way that it affects your debt to income ratio is that now you have much more buying power that you're saving. When it comes to financing a home loan, for every $100 that you borrow is about $20,000 in buying power. That means that if you are saving currently $300 a month just on this new rule, it means that you can get pre-approved for much more. Or instead of not getting pre-approved, maybe now you can contact your lender and get things straightened away with these new rules so that you can qualify. Now you have to remember, student loans are just one factor where getting pre-approved for a home loan. So if you want to learn more about FHA loans or just home buying in general, I'm going to be releasing more videos on this channel explaining the ins and outs of getting pre-approved. Well guys, so I hope that you enjoyed this video, that you got a lot of value from it. I ask that you hit the like button for the YouTube algorithm to help me out and help my channel out. If you want to see more videos like these, please comment below. And if you have a topic that you would like for me to go over, comment below what you're interested in learning about. And I'll definitely consider making a video.